Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Well, you can't make an omelet without breaking some eggs, and you can't have a Friday or any day of the week that we do this show without the good, the bad, and the dumb. We do miss it when you're off, Ron. So what is the good of the day?
The good of the day. You know what? I love a good trolling every once in a while. And I got to give it to Michigan State. This could have very well ended up in the dumb as well, but I'm going to still give it to Michigan State.
Sure, let's get.
So the football players of Michigan State recently received their Peach Bowl ring.
Oh, very good.
Because they won the Peach Bowl this year.
Right.
Over Pitt. But on this ring happens to be a score of, I had it here, of 37-33. Which is their score, their winning score over Michigan.
Oh, that's actually pretty good. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
So no, even though, I actually like that.
Even though the Peach Bowl, they played against a Kenny Pickett-less Pitt team and won that game. Their main thing was like, no, we're going to put the score of us beating Michigan this year.
I actually like that because I think that when you go – when you tell the players who, by the way, like none of them want to be at the Peach Bowl,
yeah,
right? Like none of them want to be in these bowl games. They're all opting out. But now you're saying to the players that did go and did play, here is a ring. And you know what? One of the great moments of that season was this, and that's on the ring. So when you look at the ring, always remember that. This other awesome thing.
It's a beautiful thing.
That is a beautiful thing. That is pretty cool. That is pretty cool. I like that. I like that. Did they get any cool, like, PlayStation 5s for being in the Peach Bowl?
I don't know what you know, they got some swag.
You know, swag, but, you know.
Maybe it was a bunch of peaches.
Maybe some peaches. Yeah, or some other items. Yeah, the Peach Bowl. Peach Bowl is one of those older traditional bowls, too. It used to be called the Chick-fil-A Bowl, and now it's the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl.
Yeah.
Because people in Atlanta were like, no, keep calling it the Peach Bowl. That's what it is. We're Georgia, for crying out loud.
Yeah, but now you got the two most Georgian things possible, right? Chick-fil-A and peaches.
That's right. Yeah, just blend it all together. But no, that's kind of cool. I wonder if other schools would follow suit.
You know they will.
You know, like, oh, that's a kind of a cool thing. We should do that.
Like, yeah, unfortunately, like, Michigan didn't win a bowl game this year.
Like, would Alabama do that if they win a national title?
Nah.
And would they slap on the Iron Bowl score on one of the rings?
Nah, I don't think so.
I don't think they would.
You know, but I can see, like, if Michigan was to have won, what are they playing this year?
Well, they were in the
no, playoffs. I know, but don't they still, isn't it still, I guess it's not a bowl game, right?
Well, it was the Orange Bowl.
The Orange Bowl. So if they had won the Orange Bowl, would they have slapped on their victory over Ohio State?
Ooh, good point.
Because that was, first time in, you know, a century?
That's right.
It felt like?
Yeah, that's a great, good question. That's a really good question.
So,
that's
I don't know, you might get some copycats out of this.
I like that.
Not a bad thing.
You might. That's not a bad idea. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
No, the bad.
Bad, I'm sorry, the bad of the day.
The bad is that the PGA Tour might have a serious problem on its hands.
I saw this. Is you talking Sergio?
I'm talking Sergio.
Yeah, this is really interesting. Go ahead.
So Sergio Garcia hit a ball that I guess went out of bounds. Or not out of bounds, but you know he had trouble finding his ball. And it took him some time. He finally found it. And PGA Tour officials were like, well, no, you can't play because you took too long.
Right. He was supposed to be 3 minutes, right?
Yeah. And so Sergio responded, basically saying, I can't wait to quit you.
I know. This is classic. I've got some thoughts on this one. Okay, so... yeah, I think did Sergio lose his top? Sure, he did. Yeah. I think if you get penalized for slow play, it's not something you can anticipate coming, because you kind of know in the back of your head like, yeah, I better hurry up. They're gonna tag me for slow play. But when it happens, it's almost like, oh, are you kidding me? Like, really?
Well, I mean, and I can see it through his eyes. It wasn't due to slow play. It was due to the fact that the grass was gigantic and he had trouble finding his ball.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And he didn't want to take a drop. You know, that I think that was the whole point to it, right? He wanted to play his ball where he found where it was.
Yeah.
Play where it lies.
So now he says this, right? So now he says, hey, I can't wait to be done with you. If you're Greg Norman, this is what I was saying earlier this week. sit back and just play your tournaments. Don't make noise. Don't do crazy PR stuff. Just play. Just play your golf with the players that you can get. Eventually they'll come.
Yeah.
Eventually when the stuff dies down a little bit, you're going to get a guy like Sergio going, screw this. I can make $7 million playing on the Saudi tour.
Right.
Right. Like I don't, and
I don't even have to win it.
And I don't even have to win. Like, what am I doing here at the TPC of Avenel? Right. On a Thursday in Pontiac, Maryland, or where Potomac, Maryland, wherever they're playing this thing. Like, he's like, I want to, no. And then I got some volunteer telling me I'm going to get a penalty. What are you kidding? Who do you think you're talking to?
Yep.
Sergio Garcia.
And that's the other thing too. Greg Norman can sit back and go, oh, you know, penalized for slow play. Well,
we might not do that here.
Yeah. We might not do that. Well, if you play slow and you're taking forever, what was it? Like Bryson DeChambeau, like takes forever to hit a shot. Like he sizes up to it. Steps away, looks back, sizes up to it, steps away, looks back. You know, he does all those things. Yeah, I can see that being universal. But if you're just sitting there hunting for your ball, and then a tour official comes up and goes, you got to take a drop now.
Right.
Because now you took too much time trying to find your ball.
You go, golly, what's going on with this? Yeah, no. Sit back, wait for them to come to you. Yep. They'll come to you. So sit with your Saudi people. And say how long do you want to do this before the stars start coming? And they'll start coming because they'll get sick and tired of this. And the more we get, the more they'll talk, and the more people will come. Just chill out for a
while. And I guess that's the question. I mean, do the PGA think they're untouchable?
Well, yeah, that's the thing, right? Like they may threaten, right? And certain players may go, yeah. I don't want to touch that. I want to be on the PGA Tour. I don't want to miss out on not being on the PGA Tour, so I'm not going to be interested in it. But there are going to be some players that are like, you know, I'm okay with leaving this thing. I'm a European player. I don't necessarily need it. You know, that kind of thing. Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
The Saudi League's closer.
Yeah, Saudi League. Yeah, exactly. So,
because aren't they? I mean, I know we keep calling it the Saudi League, but not all the tournaments are in Saudi Arabia.
No, some of them are going to be in the United States.
Yeah.
So, there you go. All right. So, what's the dumb of the day?
I hate to do this because it's Mother's Day coming up, right?
Yeah.
But the dumb of the day has got to be Mother Nature.
Ooh, what's Mother Nature doing now?
She found a new way to terrify us.
Kill us all?
Yes.
Okay, uh-oh.
I know I'm going to butcher this name. Sorry, guys. The Okmulgee. It's Okmulgee. It's Okmulgee Fire Department. It's a fire department in Oklahoma, basically.
Okay.
They responded to a strange emergency call the other day because, you know, there was like some violent storms that went through Oklahoma, caused tornadoes and blah, blah, blah. But they responded to a call because a toilet had been blown to pieces by a bolt of lightning.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So
no,
basically,
no,
this
no.
is what happened. A bolt of lightning came screaming down from the sky, went down a vent into an apartment building, and destroyed a toilet.
Oh, no, we're not doing this. No, 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 no. Now, when I'm fortunately, in my house, I'm safe. When I'm in my house, they told me I was safe from lightning.
Yeah.
I don't have to deal with lightning when I'm indoors.
I mean, fortunately, no one was living in this apartment at the time, and so no one was using the facilities. But can you imagine, you're just sitting there, maybe you're scrolling, you know, Twitter, because that's what one does when he sits on the throne, and a bolt of lightning comes screaming down your air vent that you may have turned on to kind of mask whatever it is that you're doing.
What would it sound like? Like if you were sitting on the can and a bolt of lightning was going, like what would you hear before? I would guess imminent death, right? If a toilet's going to explode with you sitting on it, you're probably not long for this world.
Yeah, and I think it came down like, you know, through the vent up above. I don't think it came up through the water. But they said, you know, it was like lightning's attracted to water, lightning's attracted to metal, and you know, maybe the metal casing, like, it just hit just perfectly, and it just the metal casing just kept it together. I don't know. I can't explain how that happened. And this is the fire department saying, like, this is the only explanation they had, because you look at the rest of the bathroom. The rest of the bathroom looks okay. The toilet, though, it's scary looking. You can see the photos online. They're, I mean, it's Yeah.
I'm terrified of lightning. I'm terrified of it. I don't know why. I don't know why I have that phobia. I have no idea why I have it's. Listen, it's one of those phobias. Like I bet some of you out there have a phobia or two where you're just like, this is unexplainable. I can't understand it. Like, I know the science of it. I know the odds of it. I get it. I have my one side of my brain is like, you're never going to get hit. The odds of getting hit by lightning are incredibly high. You're okay. Like, but whenever I'm outdoors and I see it, I have to get to safety. I have to get in. I can't be outside when I see it. Now, my wife grew up in Florida. She's scared of everything. Like, there was a little spider that was in our house the other day. And I'm like, oh, look, there's a little spider. She jumped on a chair. She hates that stuff. Lightning doesn't bother her at all. She'll walk through a parking lot. No problem. Lighting up the sky. No trouble at all. No problem.
Well, that's because they say
gets in the car.
They say that Tampa, I think it's Tampa too, is the lightning capital of the world.
Yeah, exactly. We were at a year ago. We were at Animal Kingdom Park at Disney World. Okay, we were getting ready to leave, and it was a storm was coming in, and it was lightning. We were in this like place we were eating, so we were going to leave for the day. We were done, and we went from I had to walk from where we were eating out the park through the parking lot to the car while lightning was going off. All over the place.
Yeah, no, thank you.
And I was, my heart was racing. My wife's laughing at me. She's like, you can't stand this. I go, stop it. I'm like, I'm going to make you drive to the entrance to pick me up. I can't do this.
I remember once walking out of the movie theater with my family, with my, my two boys. My youngest wasn't born yet. But it was the only lightning show that I felt comfortable with because it was like this fan lightning. It wasn't coming down. It was just like going across the sky, and it would just look like this, almost like, you know, like the only way I can think about it was just like a fan. I mean, it just would branch out from one, and then it was like all these different fingers coming out, but it was staying up above within the clouds, and that was the only time I was like, that's cool, but at the same time, it's like, let's just get to the parking garage because I feel better with a roof over my head.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way I am. I'm like, you know what? Yeah, it's pretty. It's pretty inside my car where I'm grounded or in my house where I know I'm safe.
Well,
I don't care about what it looks like when I'm walking through a middle of a field.
Yeah. Now you used to think you were safe inside your house.
Now I just saw this picture that you sent me of this toilet. Either two things are happening. They believe it's a lightning bolt or somebody went really crazy and blaming it on a lightning bolt and hope it's believable. This thing is destroyed. If you were on this thing, you're dead.
You're not even existing. You're like a pile. You're that cartoon where you're just a pile of ash next to it.
Yeah. The bowl doesn't even exist anymore. The entire bowl was destroyed. It's all burnt, charred. Like, no. If you were sitting there exposed, you're gone.
But see, like, when you look at the rest of the bathroom, it looks okay.
Yeah, it looks like it's okay. One little quick kaboom, and that was all this toilet took. Good Lord. That's nuts. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Friday. We got Lee Ellis coming up at 40 past the hour, so in 15 minutes we'll talk to him about the NBA playoffs and the four series and where we're at with all of these things. But coming up next, let's get into the Tom Brady try to troll Raider fans with, oh, maybe it was a fumble, and having a good time since announcing he's back in the NFL. That's next on Wake Up Call.